The wait is over. Dive into Audible's most anticipated collection, The Best of 2025, featuring top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals across all genres. Our editors have carefully curated this year's must-listens, from brilliant hidden gems to the buzziest new releases. Every title in this collection has earned its spot. This is your go-to for the absolute best in 2025 audio entertainment. Whether you love thrillers, romance, or nonfiction, your next favorite listen awaits. Discover why there's more to imagine when you listen at audible.com/bestoftheyear.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning. It is a Monday here on the Gas Digital Network. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Welcome you to another week of wonderful sillies and follies here on the Morning Zoo. Across the table from me are two of my favorite people to podcast with. From the Super Selly Joes, he is our good friend, he is our lover, he is our confidant. It's Joe Gorman.
Oh my God, Zach, thank you so much for having me, man.
Thank you very much for being here. And right next to him from I Feel Fat Today, very funny, very beautiful, very intelligent, Kelly Taylor.
Hello, Zach. Thanks
How are
for
you?
Having me. I'm great. Excited to be here.
It's going
to
be a great day, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Kelly, what do you want people to check out?
Yes, please listen to my podcast, I Feel Fat Today. It's wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. Please subscribe to the YouTube. And follow me on Instagram at Hello, This is Kelly.
Fantastic. Mr. Gorman?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you can find me online at Joe W. Gorman. That's on all platforms. I also have my podcast that I do with Alex Tomaselli. It's called Super Selly Joes. It's on YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast. Please subscribe. We're trying desperately to monetize. I want to quit my job. Let's make this happen.
Let's make it happen for the boys. Hey guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. You can see all my dates on punchup.live/Zach Amico. I will be announcing Toronto very soon, possibly Buffalo. Just got an offer for something in Massachusetts. I'll be all over the place. I will be on the road with the Insane Clown Posse for JCW this month. I believe we're doing 3 Lunacy tapings. And you can watch Lunacy every Thursday night for free on YouTube at 7 p.m. And hey, if you like this show, and I know you do, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite gas shows. And most importantly, you get our bonus episode on Friday. That's right. We do 3 of these a week. And you only get 2 if you subscribe on YouTube or Stitcher or any of that. So if you want the full ZOO experience, promo code ZOO. Try it out and let us know what you think. All right, guys, we have an update. First of all, I made a mistake last night.
Uh-oh.
I got the Citizen app.
Oh, can't do that, dude. Big mistake.
Yeah, especially for your neighborhood. Relax.
Buddy, so we last night my internet went out. And sometimes that's my fault because I play fetch with my cat and he runs and gets his toys and he barrels into where our recycling is like it's leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he knocks the internet out. And then it is a fight of who's going to get up and try and fix it.
Yeah.
I assume that happened. Check, internet's fine. And then I get a text, you're out of service. And then my wife's like, oh, yeah, well, there's a fire 5 doors down. And I was like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
And she has Citizen app up. And I'm I got to get it.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just getting notifications of horror.
Yeah.
Did you get the one today about a man being lit on fire at Grand Central?
That is in my camp. I got man set on fire while sleeping on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
And then multi-car accident on the highway I was on while I was in traffic for it. Oh. I was like, I can't know this much.
Yeah.
Because I believe last night was a machete attack in my neighborhood.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Lots of machetes in New York City, surprisingly.
There's a, it's a big, so there's, did you see this guy going around giving homeless people machetes?
No, I didn't.
Like an influencer?
That.
Oh, great.
I think he's just trying to like speed up whatever's happening and have them armed.
Yeah, we're getting close to a real-life purge coming up, man.
Shannon, if you could look that up for me, there's a guy who's just walking around giving homeless people new machetes.
Yeah.
Like, he was, hey, defend yourself.
He was paid by AIPAC to make Mondani look bad.
Oh, like, no, he's doing it in Austin.
Oh.
Yeah, the work
that tracks.
The scariest ones, because they cook.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Like, the homeless in Austin are, like, a different level.
I know how angry I get when I'm too hot.
Yeah,
and
now.
It's so hot.
Yeah, and they're literally, like, baking in the sun.
Ugh.
Damn. Well, don't worry, dude. Joe Rogan's not going to let anything bad happen. He'll get him.
He has machete defenses?
He's got two big guns to stop them, man. Yeah, he'll get him in
that. He has a bigger machete.
Yeah. The only thing to stop a bad guy with a machete is a
good guy with a bigger machete.
An incredibly hilarious comedian with a massive machete.
And a massive platform.
Shannon, did you find a...
Yeah, so it seems like he's been handing out cigarettes, booze, and machetes to the homeless. I have a video here from his TikTok.
They can choose
one
of the three.
He's just creating a vibe.
Homeless.
Nice.
Today I'm going to be making something special for people in need. Because of the government shutdown being in effect, there are a lot of struggling people out here. Everyone deserves
it. In all fairness, great choices.
That's
pretty
funny.
Literally, the cigarettes are killing me. That's so funny.
I love the music, too.
That is truly helping the homeless.
By the way, this is what my mom gives me. Like, my mom gives me a bag of little fireball shots. For Christmas and stuff.
Yeah, then there have been times where like you're off, like you have like you
Go back. That was Austin, right?
I believe so.
How are the cigarettes not breaking?
Yeah. Oh, hold on, like, pause and I'll tell you one. Pause. Never mind. I thought it was Jake Flores. I was like, what a great update that would be.
So it doesn't show in that, but in this one here, he's handing a machete.
Okay.
Oh, great.
He looks so happy.
Yeah, well, he's wanted that machete for a long time.
Yeah. Based electricity.
And I don't know if you guys remember, we've watched a number of machete fights here on the show. And they are brutal.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I think he's just going full apocalypse.
It seems, I mean, he's on the right track.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, fill him up with some fireball, have a couple smokes, and then... Yeah. Go at
him. Get at him, yeah.
He's yeah.
Machetes, they're not just for Mexicans anymore. I saw a machete probably, where were we? We were somewhere, I was on the road at ICP, and we stopped at a gas station, the wrestler stopped at a gas station, and it was a convenience store, but it had its own armed security guard. Mm-hmm. And when I say armed, I mean, like, AK, like, automatic.
He's got the straps on and everything.
And then he had a full bulletproof everything. I mean, this guy definitely jerked off to the Punisher.
Yeah.
Like, that look. And there was a guy running at the store with a machete. And somebody just went, he's back again. And he was yelling. He kept yelling, I will unalive you.
Nice.
And that was the same town, whatever, we were in. Where the club had those same type of security guards.
Yeah.
And they all had patches on that said, fuck around, find out.
Yeah.
Where was this again?
Somewhere fucking disgusting. It's really funny to me to watch how the clubs react to ICP fans when they have what I can only refer to as... No black people dress codes. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like no saggy pants. You can't wear like, you know.
No jerseys.
Yeah.
No face tattoos. Basically explaining every single juggalo. Yeah. And then they let them all in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I guess this is really a, this list only applies to certain evenings, I guess.
Yeah. Certain acts.
Yeah, it's like no backwards hats. No do-rag. Very obviously a no black people side.
Yeah.
You'll see those every once in a while. Oh, what Continental had that before they destroyed Continental.
Yeah. Where it's like you can't wear like just all like the things that like, you know, Yeah, it's like just like the do-rags and tattoos and like no loud, just all kinds of fun shit.
I wasn't allowed in Off the Wagon once.
Really?
They said I did not meet the dress code because I had a sleeveless t-shirt on.
Oh.
And I was so hurt. I've seen the biggest pieces of shit in that bar. They must have been busy or had something or something. Yeah.
It's like they only enforce those when they want to, you know, make sure.
Oh, Continental was so, they were the net. Continental's the only bar that I got kicked out of for not drinking at when I was 19.
That's great.
Because they used to do free shows. And I sat down to talk to my friend, and the bartender came over and said, if you're going to sit, you need to get a drink. Mm-hmm. I went, oh, I'll just come up to the bar in a minute. Because that's when they had five shots of anything for $10.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I'll do it in a minute. And she's like, no, you need to get a drink now. And I'm like, I'm literally going to come right over. Then the owner came up to me. And I don't know if you got, he used to walk around the city all the, this is probably before your guys' time.
Yeah.
He was a guy who used to walk around in like a Raiden hat. He owns a couple places. And he walked up to me and he goes, get out of my bar, you cheap piece of shit.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what? I was like, I'm going to go buy shots. He's like, no, you don't sit down at my bar and not order a drink. He goes, I'm not going to have these fucking bands much longer because of people like you who don't spend money.
Damn.
It's decidedly aggro.
He was right.
No, I was totally going to spend $10.
Yeah.
That was one of the only bars I could afford.
Right.
Because I used to host the mic at Bar None.
Okay. Mm. Nice.
Well, I would host the mic at the Stand, then walk to Continental, do five or if I was feeling luscious, 10 shots of Jaeger, then I would go host the show at Bar None.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
When that was that? Like every Tuesday. That was running probably like 2012, 13.
Oh, damn. The goal. I didn't move to New York till 2018.
It was, it was when the Stand was open, so it was a little after that because I hosted at CB's. It might have been around then, like 14 maybe, whenever the Stand opened.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's like 14, 15.
Yeah. Yeah, because I used to, the first 6 months of the Stand, I stood outside and barked people in. And then I would trade people for their New York Comedy Club tickets. I would give them free Stand tickets. I would cut them off at the pass.
Nice.
And show them our lineup, and I go, I'll trade you the tickets.
Oh, smart.
And they don't book me.
I mean, what can you do?
I'm still a ticket guy to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Annie Hooselbees, we've been following a story of a guy, and I believe he may have the HIV.
Uh-oh.
And he's been spitting and shooting blood at people. Is that correct, Shannon?
I know the spitting. I don't know.
I'm thinking there's a guy with HIV who's been squirting blood at people in hospitals.
Oh, shit. Oh.
This is just the guy who's been spitting at white women.
Yes.
Okay. We've all been there.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say more about it. So they picked him up and then they released him immediately. And it seems like street justice has happened. So here is a video of he's believed to be getting beaten up by people in New York City.
Man, he spit at the wrong white lady.
No, literally, spit is disgusting. So I'll allow it.
Was he beating him with a can?
Yeah, I was like, was that a brick?
Stop violating these bitches out here. Stop violating these females out here. You heard? We're tired of that shit. You're making us look bad, nigga. Next time we're gonna drill you so bad, you're gonna be stressed, nigga. Stop violating bitches, nigga.
Stop violating bitches.
Pause. What the fuck? If that's not a t-shirt.
No, literally. On behalf of bitches, we thank you.
Stop violating bitches, N-word. Is such a great shirt.
Yeah.
Because the intent is beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The wording.
It's called meeting people where they're at.
But it stays with you. It stays with you.
I got to be honest. I would wear one that just says, stop violating bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I like how he also says, like, and then he corrects himself and goes, females. Which is also funny. And then he goes back to bitches. Yeah.
Keep it moving, Shannon.
Hey, nigga. Stop violating bitches. I heard you. I heard y'all went to jail. They locked me
up. Jail, nigga. We worse than jail, nigga.
Not long enough.
Fuck up, nigga. Bitch ass nigga.
Real shit. Street justice works.
It reminds me of on The Simpsons when they showed the escalator? The
escalator to nowhere?
The prison. The prison with the fucking swinging doors.
The revolving door.
The revolving door prison. Spitting somebody's assault, right?
Yes, 100%.
How can you get 3 assaults in a day and get out? Is it just overcrowding?
It must be overcrowding.
It has to be some kind of overcrowding. This is in New York?
And I think probably there was like some bail reform a few years ago that's been getting people.
It says he was released with an ankle monitor the following day that he was taken in.
They should release him with a muzzle.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
That's wild.
I would go to the hospital if someone spit on me. Like, legit.
My friend Patricia got bit by a homeless guy on a field trip.
You got to get a rabies shot.
And no, we were afraid she could turn into a homeless guy in the next full moon.
Next full moon. She starts asking for change.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You got any change, man? I just need to.
You know where I can get $5 worth of weed?
I'm just trying to, get money for a train ride. I'm just trying to get back to Seattle.
Well, I don't know why your homeless guy is Josh Adam Byers.
Why not? He's the...
Hey, man, I'm just real hard on my luck, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, pet my dog. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Having a nice cigar or two in the house is a sign of a classy individual with great taste, and I am none of those things. Luckily, I have my friends at Small Batch Cigar to help me out. They have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry, and they all come with that Bovita pack, so everything you get is super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. So go to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click on the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. And use the discount code GAS10, GAS10, to get 10% off your order plus those 5% rewards points. Small Batch Cigar. Simple. Fast. Small Batch. Let's get back into the show. All right. Beat the shit out of this. More. I hate to call for vigilante justice.
Yeah.
But they're giving these people machetes. We got to do something.
Yeah. We got to do something. And you know what? That's what New York's all about. It's like, if you just don't spit and violate bitches, no one's going to fucking beat your ass, usually. Unless you fall asleep on the subway, then we'll light you on fire.
Apparently, that's a tough one. Do you think that was a person who their whole life has wanted to set somebody on fire and, like, this is my shot? Or did this person really piss off somebody and, like, I'm going to wait till he falls asleep and set him on fire?
That's a good question.
Shannon, can you look up if there's any news about that?
Yeah, was it premeditated?
It's maybe something like the devil told me if I didn't set this on fire.
Well, if you remember, there was a guy not too long ago, a few months ago, they got caught violating a corpse on the subway.
Yeah.
That's right. There's been a lot of stuff on the subway this year.
And they didn't say what he did.
I think we know.
I would assume he put his dick in their mouth.
Yeah, I thought in a different orifice.
So here's what I think. I think that guy was obviously a fucked up dude. I think he thought he saw somebody sleeping.
Yeah, probably.
Put his dick in their mouth, thought he got away with it. The next day, checked the news. And it was like...
How weird
man
is it?
Man fucks corpse.
Yeah.
And looks at it and sees him... And it was like, no.
He's like,
what a bad morning.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to.
Cue curb outro.
Yeah. And he found out in real time he was a necrophiliac.
Yeah.
Unintentional. I think he's like, I thought I was just a horrible pervert.
Yeah.
What an awakening.
Not for the dead guy. What if we find out that's how to revive people?
That's the only way to bring them back.
That causes a zombie apocalypse.
Shannon, do you have anything about somebody getting set on fire on the train?
Yeah, so it just said, we're talking about the 33-year-old lady that was
set
on fire?
I think it was.
No, it was this morning.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was going back to that one with the immigrant that said I'm on fire. You're talking about the old man.
No,
right?
It was on my Citizen app.
Yeah.
When I woke up today.
Yeah, we get the
I believe they were on their way to Times Square.
It was at the Times Square stop. It's usually like Times Square where shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the guy was punching bitches in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a hub. you know, because like almost all the trains go there. So
it is a nightmare place.
Yeah. It's tough. Like you go there once and you take photos and it's like, I never need to do that. You know?
Yeah. So it was a 55-year-old man. The lower part of his body was set on fire. Happened at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Harlem bound 3 train.
Oh, shit.
The victim exited the train. It doesn't look like they have him at this time.
The victim?
Oh, sorry, the suspect.
Okay. Now, the guy whose lower half was on fire, was he, in fact, a liar?
Unknown at this time.
Unknown at this time. If he was a liar.
Inconclusive.
Because that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we know his lower half was on fire.
Right. Mm. It could have just been spontaneous combustion.
Shadi, can we show this drunk alphabet thing? Sometimes I send Shadi shit just because it made me laugh.
Yeah.
I love this one. I've seen similar ones a lot.
The alphabet from start to finish without singing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
A, C, B, D, E, F, G, H, I, F, N, G, H, I, C, K, L, M, N, O, P, H, Q, E, S. H-Q-E-S-I-T-E.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I love how the cop's like, all right, great. That's just H-P-B. What I needed.
There's at so what many point, H's.
When you're on your third H in the alphabet, do you go, I think you got me. Now, my question is she really fucked up? Or is she kind of fucked up and very unfamiliar with the alphabet? Because I feel like if you're dyslexic enough, you could get that thrown out.
I'm
dyslexic. That's why I can't do the alphabet. Without singing it, that's the tricky part, too.
Yeah, without singing it, I think is tough in general.
Well, I know, like, they say, like, you're supposed to say, like, when the cops say the alphabet backwards, they say that to try to get the person to say, like, I can't even do that sober. And then they're like, I got ya.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I would say do the alphabet, you can't sing it, but you can do it to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Mm.
It's the same.
Yes.
Can we watch that one more time? I want to count the H's.
Yeah. The alphabet from start to finish without singing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
A, C, B, D, E, F, G, H, I, F, N, G, H, I, C, K, L, M, N, O, P, H, Q, E, S. H-Q-E-S-I-T-E.
Okay.
I got 5 H's.
Oh, yeah. I got 4.
I got 4, but one. She kind of stuttered.
Yeah.
Like back to back. So I would say, I'd say 5.
Yeah, it's funny how her muscle memory was going to get her home driving drunk, but not remembering the alphabet.
I'll tell you what, not to Harvey Keitel this situation, but bring her back up. I don't care if she knows the alphabet. If I can see them D's.
That's how she's going to get out of it.
Yeah, I see.
Boy. She was ready to party.
Yeah. Where was this?
I don't know. I just sent it to Shannon because, it made me giggle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've been in a bad way, but I don't know if I've ever been no alphabet bad way.
Yeah.
Or at least since, like, my 20s.
In my 20s, having a house down the shore in Jersey, like,
having
to recite the alphabet to get into a bar, like, I've been tripped up a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I would love your opinion on this next story. Bar owner won't apologize for banning solo drinkers. Shannon?
Oh.
Okay, so it's only after 9 p.m. at this particular bar when it gets like clubby on the weekends, because they feel like people that are wandering in alone on a busy bar night are either looking to start trouble or people that kind of don't know how to act.
Get fucking laid, dude.
This has to be specific to men.
Yeah.
Like, this is single men are not allowed into this bar. 100%.
Yeah. But yeah, if you come to a bar alone in a trench coat rubbing your hands together, watching women's drinks, yes, you're probably up to no good. Shannon, where is it?
This is in England.
Oh, pip, pip.
Greater Manchester.
Where there's no freedom.
I just want to rape a little woman, eh?
Yeah, hey, stop violating these bitches, nigga. Oh.
Just trying to get a little violation, eh? What's all this?
What's all this then?
All right, I'll be violating you now.
Brace yourself, love.
That sucks, man.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
If it's a busy, busy bar.
Yeah.
And it's mostly groups.
And it seems like more of like a club kind of thing.
Yeah. Which I can get it. I feel like a lot of clubs just have a no single dude bouncer. So they're just kind of being more transparent.
Like,
about
sorry,
it.
Bro, you can't get in.
Yeah, you can't get into like a frat house party as a single dude.
You got to bring women.
Yeah.
And the bar scene in Britain is pretty slimy.
Yeah.
So I could, like, I thought there was a darkness to going out in London.
Yeah.
I felt very.
The darkness is that it closes so early. I'm like,
yeah, but then you just go to pool halls.
Yeah. I would go to like a pub or something. Like,
no, they all close early.
They close early.
I couldn't believe how early they
close. That's why. Like, it's
but then you can go get booze at a pool hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is super weird.
It's because it's such a drinking culture.
And well, that's why checks and balances.
But yeah, it was. I felt like I saw a lot more fights.
Yeah.
In London, like I felt there was a lot of hooligan action.
Ah.
Yeah.
A lot of scary dudes. It seemed like they went out to fight.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just a. Something I didn't like about London, the nightlife part at least.
Yeah.
And I could see, and plus, like, I kind of get this. Like, if your bar, if you're, look, first of all, I am a store, the owner's rights, and I believe anyone has the right to refuse service because I own the fucking place. If you don't like it, drink somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's called the fucking economy. That capitalism, baby.
Yeah. Free enterprise.
If that's the rules, that's the rules. Go make a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
And the bar doesn't want you. Like, I wouldn't want to be at a bar I wasn't welcome at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just get drunk at home. That's the that's the fucking move right there, dude. Just get a little hammered in front of your dog. That's the
I've never been of a group of guys that were like, all right, we're gonna go out and try and get some pussy. Like,
really? That was like all like, I don't know. We'd do that and then we go to like a strip. This was like in college, but like we go out and like it's like we're gonna get fucking chicks, and then we go to like a strip club in North Beach, and then we'd be home by like 3 a.m. completely blue balled.
No, never ever happened. I've never. We've gone out to like go out, but I've never gone out with the intention of like trying to meet women.
In college, it was more of like I had like more fratty kind of roommates where it was like we would drink Taka vodka and like go to the Taka was like that in just like that big plastic jug of vodka and we polish off a handle of that, and then like we would just like go out and like try to like pick up chicks in like the local college bars.
We used to drink Georgie, and by we I mean me, and I would combine it with Country Time lemonade mix.
Oh god,
like five times the amount you're supposed to use, so you wouldn't taste the vodka. If you want to talk about a bad the worst because it was just sugar and vodka.
Yeah, it's awful.
I can't even process
I would be hungover for days.
Yeah. I can't believe that, like, in college, my girlfriends and I would be like, we're going to black out tonight, right? Like, we'd go out with the goal of blacking out. And now if that were to happen to me now, I'd be like, I would be so scared.
I'd be mortified.
So mortified. Yeah.
The idea of even doing something after 10 p.m. is like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ. And I got to black out, you know?
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm too busy of a boy.
I got shit to do.
No, I know. Your day wasted.
And, like, you lose the next day. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when you, I don't know, in your 20s, it's easier because, like, I would, like, get blackout drunk until, like, you know, 4 in the morning and then, like, get up for my job at 6.
Yeah,
and
you're
it's like,
more
whatever.
Resilient.
I'm good, man. Mm-hmm. You know? And now you just feel it more. You feel every action.
Oh, my God. I used to be so hungover on Tuesdays because we would get drunk and watch Monday Night Raw.
Ah!
I had a Tuesday morning class called The Art of Listening because I went to liberal arts school. And it was, like, music theory and shit. And, dude, I would just walk in sweating booze.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would smell like alcohol.
Most hungover.
Yeah.
I would take a shower and I would and brush my teeth and I would still smell like it was like coming out of my pores.
Oh, boy.
It's just ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, worst feeling ever. Oh,
God.
I've also not been a single guy who went to bar. I feel like I could probably count less than 20 times in my life I've ever walked into a bar by myself.
I did a lot, but I was kind of an alcoholic in San Francisco. Like, I would just, like, my friends.
Like, I've met people.
Yeah.
Or, like, if I'll know the bartender, maybe.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever gone and just like...
Before I did comedy, yeah, in my neighborhood, I would go to bars alone.
The Mucky Duck in the Sunset District of San Francisco, if that bar is still open, and hopefully they'll still let you smoke inside after midnight. That's what I would go. I would go there, and they would just pour drinks, and then he would hand out packs of cigarettes, and you could just like smoke a Marlboro Red and drink
sweet.
A beer. Yeah. And I was like, this is heaven. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't... Like, now it's just turns my stomach, but like back in the day, I was cool, you know?
I'll do it. You know, I take it back. I'll do it on the road if I have to check out of my hotel and my show's not for like another 5 hours. Mm. I will bring a book to a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty sad.
But like, I don't know. There's something like, a guy reading it at the bar. I don't know. There's something like mildly like almost like a tormented writer type thing, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like you're peacocking a little bit if you were trying to find a woman.
Because, like, I just can't,
you know,
concentrate.
Performative.
Yeah, I can't. I try to read sometimes when I'm, like, drunk, but then I'm, like, just staring at the same page, and I'm like, I'm not retaining anything.
I have to go back and reread.
It's like, I'm just going to watch whatever game is on the screen right now at the bar.
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations. Get a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely know what's in there when Yo Kratom has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. I can't thank Yo Kratom enough. There's no promo code needed. Why? Because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Don't start taking Kratom on my account, but if you use it for one of its many benefits, YoKratom.com is the only place to do it. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. All right, let's keep it moving. West Haven police arrested 7 people.
Uh-oh.
They all say are tied to an underground cockfighting event. Shannon?
Okay, so... They found, when they arrived here, they found rooster spurs.
Where is West Haven?
Connecticut.
Okay.
Ooh.
Rooster spurs and blood everywhere.
Nice.
Police went out to a nondescript West Haven garage. And you can
so it was
see
either
that.
Cockfighting or an S&M rooster party.
Yeah.
This is the place where it was. Right. And they found a bunch of people yelling, roosters crowing. Once they walked in, everybody ran in different directions, took their roosters with them, and then whichever ones they didn't take with them, they took the roosters and euthanized them.
Well, what's the fucking point of breaking up the fight? At least, like, they're serving a purpose. Like,
I never understood that.
Well, also, it's like, you know, roosters are going to get, you know, it's like, we don't give a shit about fowl, you know? Like,
yeah.
We eat chickens, we have farm factory. At least, like, they're getting some use. Like, if you're going to be against cockfighting, you're going to be against horse racing. What's next? Dog fighting's bad? Come on, man.
I mean, also, they're not walking into KFC and saying, stick them up.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what
who cares?
As long as you eat the rooster that dies.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, they don't.
I would. I want the loot. I hope that one loses.
I have a really dumb question.
Yeah.
I think I've asked this before, so I feel really stupid.
Oh, you know what?
I feel like we eat.
I don't think
no,
girl
I think,
chickens because they have the meat.
Yeah.
No, I think we do. No, I think they separate boy chickens.
Yes,
from
roosters
girls.
Are
yes.
Eaten often a source of meat, especially in commercial settings. Both males and females are raised for consumption. The meat can be tougher than hen meat if not cooked properly. Do they like say rooster meat on the package, or is it all just chicken?
Well, they separate the chicks in the farm factory, and like the females are kept for breeding, and I assume like the males are just immediately like ground up into like nuggets or something.
Or like dog food.
Yeah.
I thought they were just alarm clocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
They used to, so growing up, we used to go to my uncle's family's house in North Bergen, and there were train tracks that would always have garbage bags full of rooster bodies.
Oof.
And when I was a kid, I thought it was witches, like Santeria shit. And only when I was older did I find out they were just dumping the bodies from cockfighting.
Oh, wow.
Would you attend a cockfight?
Absolutely.
I feel like I would only be at a cockfight if I accidentally showed up at one. You know, you didn't
realize. But if you're there, you're not going to stay for like one.
Morbid curiosity would have me like watch the initial one, but I can barely get through the naked roast. There's no way I can watch.
It's a much worse version of cockfighting.
Yeah.
Those cocks are a little different.
Yeah. I do. I am going to start putting spurs on people, though.
Humanely euthanize the loser of the naked roast.
That's almost happened a few times.
Yeah. Humanely, not even.
Now, because they put shit on them, right? Don't they like put knives and shit on
them? Yeah, they have like little like switchblades or something on their feet.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
Because, like, I mean, roosters already have, like, sharp beaks and, like, they...
Yeah, but we're looking for action.
Yeah. I mean, like, they can kill a fox. Like, they're meant to protect the hens and the coop from foxes and predators and stuff. Yeah. So they're capable of killing something, like, much larger than they are. So, man, now I'm, like, selling myself on a cockfight, man. I'm getting excited, dude.
I gotta tell you, I don't know, there's a lot of animals I want to watch fight.
Yeah.
Especially another one of them. Maybe monkey fights.
I would scorpion fights and
I don't think there's any animal fight I would watch, but scorpion fight I feel like because I see them more as like
bugs.
I could see deers fight, like two powerful bucks going at each other, or a moose fight. That would be pretty cool because they're so big.
Yeah,
an elephant fight, that would be nuts to see.
Do elephants fight?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
with each other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Like alpha.
Mm-hmm. All animals fight in the animal kingdom. You know,
I feel like the money is on different animals.
A bear? A grizzly bear?
Versus like a different animal. Like,
versus a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
For example, like scorpions, like I want to see scorpion versus other shit.
Yeah. Like a scorpion could probably take a lot.
Yeah.
I bet once you get rid of the tail, they're kind of fucked.
Yeah, but they still have their pincers.
Yeah.
And those are big.
Yeah. Damn. I feel like most things could figure out. Shannon, we're looking up scorpion fights.
There we go. Yes.
I feel like I've definitely seen shit like this, and I feel like the scorpion doesn't do as well as you want it to do.
You think? I think like it's more physically intimidating, but like they don't have this. They're more reliant on like their shell to protect them.
Yeah. They could probably take birds, like things with hollow bones.
Yeah.
Hmm. Shannon, you got any scorpion fights?
Not yet. One second.
It's I bet a like a lot of it's hard them. To. I bet like a lot of that is like because I've looked up like fights, animal fights before, and sometimes they have like 3D generated like speculation on like, well, based on scientific research, because you know an orangutan has this large of reach, they would have an advantage over fighting a boa constrictor, which you know. But I don't know. I think
I've said it before. There's some channel I watch where there's something in the tank that's got like a real snap to it, and it fucks up everything that they put in there with it. But it'll knock like a crab will come at it with the big claw.
Yeah.
And the thing will just go clock. Yeah. And the claw is gone.
Damn.
And then the crab is just like, I'm out of options.
All right. Well, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a scorpion versus tarantula.
Yes.
Ooh, here we go.
I hate this so much.
Yeah, creepy.
Close your eyes, Shannon.
Okay. Oh, please, Shannon. Oh, you hate it because it's bugs.
Oh, and there's a beetle.
Oh, what the fuck is,
Hey, what are you guys fighting for?
Whoa.
Sweet.
That was pretty intense.
And now I feel like I have things crawling on me. Stop.
All right. Well, I thought that was pretty gnarly.
That was intense.
All right. WWE exec Paul Heyman sparks fury after shoving young fan away from Logan Paul. I saw this. I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought he was obviously being silly. But Shannon,
let's look at the
footage. Are people upset about this?
What? Sorry, before we do that, I have a toad versus scorpion.
Oh, we got to see that.
Of course.
Oh, shit, that's a big
that's
ass.
That's 3-on-1.
But he's going to fuck them all up.
He's fucking one up if he doesn't fuck up all three. He's got the weight.
He's also like unbothered by all of it. Oh, look, the scorpions are fighting amongst themselves.
Infighting.
Scorpion on scorpion violence is a real problem in that
he's
community.
He's just going to chill.
The toad's a cop. He's just watching it.
Whoa, that was insane how fast that was. They're so fast when they want to be. It's so funny.
Is he doing the John Cena taunt at the other
time? You can't see me. That's wild.
Damn.
It's so wild how fast they can move.
Let that be a lesson.
Wow. Dude, that rules. Is he still trying to bite him from the inside?
That's what I'm thinking.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ooh, this is spicy.
It's like when you get a fishbone in your
teeth. Why is it so spicy?
Yeah. God damn.
Now the other two are shook.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm good, actually. But now he's got a taste for scorpion.
Is he going to throw up? He's just trying to digest.
My tits.
He's like, easy. It's not even puncturing him.
Yeah.
Like, and he's got that extra eyelid to protect his eyes.
I feel like those noises are added.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Unless they have like a microphone
in the
cage.
I feel like he might be
mic'd.
The venom's in the tail, right?
I think so, yeah.
But like, would it even affect the toad? I wonder if he's built up like an...
Yeah, he probably has like an enzyme. That...
Yeah.
Either that or they're just tripping balls right now.
Yeah.
See if he gets another one. No, that's it. He's full.
That does seem like a lot.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, that was like, imagine you have to fight like three large pizzas. So you eat one and then you're like, okay, I can't fucking handle it.
I can fight three large pizzas.
It takes a little nap afterwards.
I could definitely fight three large pizzas.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Do you fucking Domino's? No way. No way.
A Domino's large is like any other pizza restaurant medium, I would say. Yeah.
All right. Let's see this Paul Heyman clip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a shove.
That's not a shove.
That was nothing.
But yeah, that was a hold. Yes, the other person grabbed him. He put no effort into that. That was somebody grabbing that.
That was
kid.
Like a wrestling shove. It looked like he shoved him, but really he was pulled.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's people trying to cash out.
Yeah.
Every once in a while in wrestling, somebody fucks up a little.
Yeah.
And then that person, they basically send an executive down. We're like, man, you look like you could use a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, like, remember that one where this is like an old ass one, but like a fan gets on the stage at WWE and like Shawn Michaels like fucks him up, like actually fucks him up.
Oh, well, yeah, so with my involvement in wrestling, I'm not particularly savvy, but I will say if somebody goes through the ropes, if it's a dude, yeah, you're getting your dick knocked in the dirt.
Damn, yeah.
Because they're trained to soccer ball kick you the second your head goes through the ropes.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're not there to beat you up. They're there to hold you down while security comes.
Yeah.
So there's been a bunch of wrestling things where people like tried to get in the ring and just gotten walloped.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they will realize it is a special needs person. And someone is like, no.
I'm going to help you, John Cena.
I know Shawn Michaels, the kid ran in to help Shawn Michaels. And Shawn Michaels like got the kid and like put his arm around him and walked him back into the crowd.
That's funny.
I've seen it a couple times at live events and it never goes good.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a couple kids. WCW had it for a while. And there's one. Fuck, I'm trying. Oh. When Stone Cold came out on the fucking ATV.
Yes!
It was like this year or last year. I'm not going to accuse him of being drunk. Because that's not the Steve Austin I know.
He's just cracking a couple Steve Weisers.
But he comes out and he gets his ATV stuck way before he's on camera. He drives into like three things. And then he definitely crashes it into the barricade. And knocks a lady over. She's gone for the rest of the broadcast. And you see a WWE executive go over to talk to her.
Mm.
So I'm because what they want you to do is sign paperwork that you won't sue.
Yeah.
Because if you leave the building without signing that, they know they're fucked.
Yeah. Mm.
So they're going to offer you backstage passes, meet a wrestler, merch, fucking box seats, anything to get you to sign that you're not going to sue. Because I don't want to say a friend of ours noted that after Austin did that, because they were at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Someone came and escorted him back to his hotel so that there was no footage of him being maybe inebriated post-riding around on that. Because then they would have been responsible for letting him drive around.
Yeah.
But it's Steve, man.
Shannon, can you look up fans storming the ring in wrestling? There's a few. I know it was a Triple H Austin house show, and Triple H just picks this guy up and Germans him. He just fucking sends him through the mat. I know Macho Man beat up somebody. Eddie Guerrero beat up somebody I can think of. There's a bunch. Shannon? Any compilations?
Here we go.
A band gets too rowdy. Like this dude who tried knocking Eddie off a ladder.
That's crazy.
That's wild. Yeah, I think this is the one where I was talking about where he's like, I'll fuck him up.
I mean, it feels next to impossible to decipher who could be mentally deficient.
It's hard.
I remember one where Shawn, can you look up the one that's Triple H and Steve Austin? Because that's the one where I'm like, oh boy, Triple H could go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, it's fucking cool. Imagine getting your ass
here it is.
Yeah.
And I was a babyface at the time and Triple H was a heel. You're always looking out for your guys' back. Triple H, stand up cat. He picked that dude up, slammed him.
God damn.
His lights out. And he's yelling to the security guard, get your ass in here. And the security guard didn't know where to shed or wind his watch. He was confused. He was running so fast. And I couldn't do anything. You know, I couldn't help beat the guy up.
I love the ref just stopping him in the spine, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching my back, and he beat the snot out of that guy.
So I believe the deal is,
I went back.
If you cross the barricade, it's one thing, but if you get in the ring, is when they're allowed to, like,
do whatever.
What do you think is going to happen?
Fuck you up.
Yeah.
This is where people get hit.
Because back in the day, so I love Jim Cornette, who was a manager, and he used to carry a tennis racket, but in the, like, carrying case because he had a horseshoe in there.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you get attacked a lot.
Yeah.
And he had to fight his way to the back. So he just had a horseshoe on a stick.
Nice.
And he's cracking people with it. And he got in trouble at a show. Somebody punched him in the head from behind and he went like this and split him down the middle.
Fuck.
And it was a guy with Down syndrome.
Oh, no.
But they also used to have, there's something called granny bags. So old ladies in England used to put a brick in their purse and swing it at the guys' heads.
Jesus.
So they said you always had to watch out for granny bags. And then in Puerto Rico and Mexico, they would piss in water guns and try and shoot you, or they would put bleach in them and try and shoot you in the eyes.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I'd rather
God damn.
Oh, yeah. When you watch old wrestling, with the cops used to walk them out and back to the locker room because there wasn't like the entrance waves.
Yeah.
So people were just... attacking.
I remember like JBL, like there was like a lot of when he was like fighting Eddie, feuding with Eddie Guerrero.
Well, he really gave Eddie Guerrero's mom a heart attack.
Oh, wait, no, not really.
No, he did.
Oh, really?
They were supposed to do a bit in the ring saying Eddie Guerrero's mother, and they were in El Paso where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother got nervous and really had a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
And I believe JBL had to be escorted out of Texas.
That's why I thought that was just like, damn, this kayfabe is good. Like right
Shannon,
now.
If you could look it up, I'm pretty sure she had a real medical. If she didn't have a heart attack, she had a real medical event.
Damn. A lot of that. I remember when, what was it? That announcer had the heart attack on air too.
Oh, Jerry Lawler. Yeah,
Lawler.
He was snoring, yeah.
Yeah. He was like out, man. Yeah.
But yeah, the Freebirds, they said, used to have to park their cars at the police station, get a police to drive them to and from the arena, and then driven out of the county. And then they would leave them at county lines and say the next police department would have to pick them up.
Oh
my
God.
But here, this should be it. Let me move forward a little. I know she did go to the hospital.
Oh my God. More relevant now than ever before.
Oh, dude, this JBL was at the border chasing Mexicans.
That's right. He was like turning them around.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
See, this is where I think I know it's real. In my head, because She went to grab her heart in a bad performance and then grabbed her arm in a real.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't feel my arm.
Oh my God. Poor little Vicky, dude.
Excuse me!
Dude, that's awesome.
That's powerful. Damn,
I would love to be able to give somebody's mom a heart attack. That would be the best. That would be the crowning achievement of my career.
Damn, dude.
Oh, I would love. Oh. Oh, all right, you can stop it.
Oh, damn.
That would be my greatest joy. If I gave somebody's mom a heart attack.
But she lived.
Yeah, yeah. That was my always, when I've been a bad guy, getting to really piss people off is my favorite.
Yeah. You have more fun as a heel.
Oh, it's so much fun.
But you get the cheers of being a face.
I remember a dead silent fucking room. It was just like a beatdown and everyone was quiet. And I was yelling about something and I just heard a lady go, "This guy's a real fucking asshole." I went, "And you paid to see it, you stupid bitch." No. Oh, she hated me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, but I've done this line in the haunted house too. Whenever you yell in a kid's face, their natural instinct is to say, like, "Your breath stinks."
Yeah.
Mm. And I had a kid do it to me. I went, "That's because I've been eating your mother's pussy."
What?
And she was standing behind him and I looked up and went, "Nice to see you again." And I know I just ruined this kid's everything.
Yeah. He hates Halloween now.
Oh, he hates everything about it. But I will say, getting hated by little kids and letting them kind of one-up you rules.
Yeah, it's always fun when
like cowering. Like, I'll start a fight with a kid in wrestling and then back off.
Yeah.
Or let them scare me or something. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the fucking coolest.
That's fun.
There's a guy named Larry Sweeney who died a couple of years ago. And he was the greatest manager ever. And I watched him do a 20-minute segment where he challenged a kid to an arm wrestling match in the ring. And it was a real kid out of the audience. And he took 20 minutes. He kept restarting, making the ref check the kid for weapons, everything. And then he just walks up to the kid and goes like this, boom, and beats him. And starts celebrating. And the kid was crying. It was the best. All right. Very excited to have Kelly here for this next one, because I would love your opinion. This is something I feel in my household happens. Women feel most stressed when their partner is home relaxing on the couch.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my fucking God.
Shannon?
So it said researchers have found that women are not only stressed at their jobs, but when they're home. And it seems like it's because when women get home from work, they still have to do other things, house chores, cooking, childcare, and men get home and just kind of switch off and chill out. And that's what pisses
them off. Yeah, that's exactly absolutely the fucking not. Case.
Yeah, what cunt wrote this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. But I have to say, I get into something called cleaning mode. And it's when I like grow spikes, and if you touch me, I freak out. And so I kind of prefer when Joe is just like on the couch or at his computer, because then it's like I can be in full cleaning mode and he won't get in my way. Because I think what's worse than just sitting on the couch is getting in my way when I'm trying to finish a task.
So I get anxiety when I hear the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I hide when I hear the vacuum cleaner.
Not him.
No, he's in your way. You're tripping over him.
He's good.
He's doing figure. He's walking figure eights between your ankles.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
No, I freak out because when I was a kid, if I heard the vacuum cleaner, it usually meant my mom was going cleaning the whole house.
Yeah.
Was furious.
Yeah, so mad.
And the way my house was growing up, so I've told this a lot of times. I didn't have a door.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So my bedroom, no door, living room. Then there was a dining room, kitchen, and you had to go. That was like tile floor. And if you went through that, there was a back addition that was my parents' bedroom and what we called the back room. And that's where my computer and the video games were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would clean the house and make me pick a side of the house I was allowed on.
Oh, shit.
because she didn't want me walking across the wet tile floor.
Yeah.
Now, the back room had the computer and the video games.
Yeah.
My room had all the movies and access to a bathroom. So it was a real game time decision.
Yeah.
And every time I would just hear the... My mom would clean her way out of the house every morning. So my mom wouldn't, my mom would be getting out of the shower and I would be, Zachary, put your shoes on. And I would have to sit at the bottom of the stairs while my, and I would listen to my mom vacuum her way out of the house and clean the floor. And she would scrub the floor and vacuum her way out of the house. So I guess in case a burglar came in the 10 minutes she was gone, the house was pristine.
Yeah. Yeah. Vacuum out of the house.
But I used to have to sit at the bottom of the stairs with my shoes on. Then she would come downstairs and make me stand outside while she put her shoes on because she said she didn't like me being there when she was tying her shoes. But what sucked was I wasn't allowed to play with the kids on my block. Oh. They would all hang out. So I would just have to awkwardly stand outside of my house pretending
just chilling.
Just, but with nothing.
Yeah.
Waiting for my mom to put her shoes on and finish cleaning while I was just being taunted by neighborhood kids.
Oh, God.
Really, how you make this?
Why weren't you able to hang out with the kids in your neighborhood?
Well, I didn't like them.
Bad group?
A poorly supervised group.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh.
I think some of them were bad kids.
Yeah.
But complete transparency. The people across the street from me, the mom was mentally disabled. Like the one you're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Which you don't see all the time. You don't see a lot with kids. And the dad supposedly had a metal plate in his head.
Fuck.
But he... And it's funny because she was a kid when my dad was a kid. And my dad remembers when that guy used to take her out on dates. And by dates... He would pick her up, drive her to the parking lot behind the house, and fuck her in his car. And he said all the kids would jump on the car and laugh at him for having sex with a retarded girl.
God.
Her kids, her and her kids lived there. So a lot of people hung out at that house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, a lot of nonsense.
You could just do whatever.
Yeah.
There was like freedom.
I would say more than freedom.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anarchy.
Yeah. That's where, like, that's where it was going down. If you were going to get away with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was retarded mom and crazy dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy dad used to walk around town with a fishing pole, not towards a body of water. And he's like, where are you going? He's like, going fishing. He's like, where? Fishing. Like, he just... Yeah. He was just always going fishing, and I never saw him fish.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That's, well, I, you know, maybe little Zachy Amico could have been a positive influence.
No. I would have been a little street urchin like that.
Yeah.
They were bad. They, in retrospect, were not bad kids, but they definitely had a lot going on. Like, it was my parents were making the right decision in the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. I grew up my dad was in the army. So like all my childhood was in Leavenworth, Kansas, right by Fort Leavenworth. So like every kid I knew was just like a little military brat
too.
So it's like that's just so that the idea of like a wild house with like a retarded mom and complete carte blanche to do whatever, it just seems like, "Oh, whoa, cool." Like the most I had was like, "Oh, my friend has a Sega." You know, and I can fuck with that because I'm mostly Nintendo.
Yeah, no, she used to, the only two things I really ever saw her do, because we lived on a one-way street, she would chase cars with her purse when they went the wrong way and swing her purse at cars, or she sat outside of the drugstore and waved hello to people all day. And that was like her post.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like every town has the sit on a chair and wave at people person.
Yeah. And she was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
It's almost not the same without her.
Yeah, no, they're like these like neighborhood fixtures.
Yeah. But then she would also get caught like being a bad person, like stealing and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which you don't see a lot of evil ones
mm.
or malicious ones.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So she would like get caught like stealing at the deli and shit. I remember she got caught stealing powdered donuts at the deli because there was powder all over her face.
Oh, no.
And they were like, are you stealing donuts? She's like, one time she went door to door asking for money because we were selling chocolate bars for a fundraiser, and she ate them all. And she said, "I thought that was I didn't know they cost money."
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
that must have been a lot. She must have owed a lot if she ate all the chocolate.
It was like a whole box. Yeah, it
holy
was a lot.
Fuck! That, there's like $5 a pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh no,
she was desperate for that money.
Oh no.
Damn.
I hated doing those fundraisers selling candy. I'm selling candy for my school.
Yeah,
it's like. You get like you sell like 100 bars and you get like a book or something. But it was always like the kids whose parents would take it to their office and sell it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it
yeah,
always
yeah.
hit the numbers. I could never do that. I never
I've said it on the show before, but I would get so mad because there was a fucking Indian family down the street from my grandma.
Oh my God.
And they knew I had after school stuff. So they would hit my grandma's house first before I could get to her.
Yeah.
So every time I had a fundraiser, oh, I just bought this from the Indian kids down the street.
It's like, but I'm blood. Immigrants taking our fucking jobs, dude. I can't believe the shit.
That's all my family talks about when I'm home now is how many Indian people there are in Seacombs.
Too many Indians.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
It's pumped. It's their fucking really? Setup. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're having a time.
The takeover.
All right. How Christmas party cost senior partner his $850,000 job. Shannon?
Oh.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a clickbaity title because it wasn't entirely just the Christmas party, but the Christmas party happened in 2022. It was they had a Miami Vice dress-up theme.
Fun.
At this party, and he made comments to one of his employees saying that she was beautiful. He wanted to sleep with her, and then she said to him that she was married, and he said most of his affairs are with married women. And then kept pursuing her afterwards. She made a complaint about it. He said that that it wasn't real, that he was just that he asked her out for dinner, but it was like nothing sexual. So they gave him a warning and they told him, this is your one and only warning that we're giving you. And then a couple years later, there was another work event where he had an issue with the manager of the bar. And he ended up pushing the manager of the bar. And after that, they had another like hearing about it. And they were like, this is it. And then he claims that has nothing to do with like him as a managing partner. That's just him and his personal life. But they said that
I ain't trying to fuck anybody this time.
I just fucking kicked a little ass.
And so, that's what they ended up giving him the boot for. The two things together.
Two strikes.
Obviously, you can't do that. I feel like Christmas party, you get one.
Christmas party's a mulligan. Were they under the mistletoe when it happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very
also,
true.
Also, why is the theme Miami Vice? Right?
Like, it's just fun to dress up. And like,
it's probably just a more specific way of saying 80s.
Yeah, true. Maybe he was just in character.
Yeah.
Of like a...
Yeah, maybe he was a sleazy coke dealer.
Let's go do a couple lines in the bathroom.
Miami Vice, the party, does sound like an excuse to do coke at your Christmas party.
Yes.
100%.
It's
what else are you going to do?
It's a corporate thing. Like,
if it helps, this is Australia.
Oh,
so he just owns a new show.
That does help. Yeah,
they just got it.
The airwaves finally hit them in Australia.
Yeah. I get it.
I was gonna say this does sound like pre-pandemic behavior, so it's funny that it's Australia because the corporate office parties before the pandemic, like, where they really are a fixture of the past, but they were fun and you partied and you got. Wasted.
You cut
your
loose.
Coworker, you really cut loose.
It was like open bars.
Yes.
We missed
open
out
bars.
On that, huh? For the comedy club. That used to be a big deal, the comedy club Christmas party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the,
now
we
it's
had
like
the
a...
Creek in the Cave Thanksgivings back when.
Yeah.
That was
Creek
like,
in the Cave parties were fun.
My first year in New York, it was like the Creek in the Cave like really helped me out because I just didn't know anyone, you know? So it was like a great resource. I met my girlfriend Kelly at the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it all happens. So shout out. Rebecca, shout out Creek in the Cave.
If those walls could scream rape.
Talk about doing drugs at a party. Geez.
Oh, boy. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, that was actually the first time I did ecstasy. Yeah, they gave me a friend of mine gave me a little E to do. And I was like, all right, fuck it. You know,
our May planner, she's really funny. She has she's also a corporate comedian, but we have corporate day jobs. And she was saying how before the pandemic, I forget where she worked, but someone on her team sent out a company memo to the entire company right before the office party being like, who's got the blow? And he didn't get fired. It was just,
that's
it was
totally sweet,
fine.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, who does?
Well, if you add a little smiley face emoticon at the end, it's like, oh, we're just goofing. We're just having a ball.
I would send the snowflake emoji.
Yes.
I would be like, little snowman. That way, if people are like, what's this? I'd be like, I was wondering who had warm clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was warning people it might be cold out.
Yeah, hey, it's a little chilly in here.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any apparel for this?
I feel like the comedy club Christmas parties used to be wild.
Mm. Yeah.
The last one I heard about was in the one where Voss fucking kicked the guy's sternum in.
Oh, where was that?
I think it was Caroline's.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Some guy was drunk talking shit to Voss, and he said something about Voss's daughter. And Voss squared up and fucking front kicked him and fucking sent him to the hospital.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, Voss rules. People forget Voss rules. I'm trying to think if I ever, I mean, the Creek ones were, the last night at the Creek we did, after they closed, we had a Legion of Skanks there, and we hung out, I think, till like sunrise, and as we were leaving, there was a guy that was just partying with us all night. We're like, where are you going, dude? He goes, I'm homeless. And we were like, who do you know here? He's like, nobody. And we're like, what happened? He's like, I just walked in, because I saw you guys here. And then there were free drinks and drugs, so I stayed all night. I'm like, so we were just partying with a random homeless guy? He's like, we thought you were a fan of the show.
That's awesome. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a fan of it.
That's like an oasis in the desert.
Yeah, making Legion of Skanks, making homeless fans.
That's awesome, dude.
One night at a time.
You know what? And that night, he had a family, which is awesome.
Gorgeous.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, what did you want him walking by? Like that like fucking Christmas story?
Yeah. It's
like he fucking just sees all of us inside smoking balloons.
Yeah, he has his fucking hands pressed up against the window like a little urchin child from a Dickens novel. Please, sir, I want a little toot.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to my guests, Joe Gorman and Kelly Taylor. Please check out Super Selly Joe's and I Feel Fat today. Support them. Let them know you love them. And we'll see you on Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico, Morning Zoo.